Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This program is entitled, Give Them Something to Talk About, Using Online Reviews to Double Your Business by Susan Roberts Frew. Tom, this program is amazing. What were your thoughts on it?
Bill, Grandy and Associates has posted over 250 presentations thus far through the Prophet University Audio Series program. Honestly, this presentation has to be amongst the top 20. The title is a little bit deceiving. The presentation does talk about doubling sales through online reviews. However, it's much, much more than that. It's literally a blueprint of how to either start a company from scratch or how to significantly grow an existing company. Without question, I'll be referring this presentation to a lot of small businesses.
You're right, Tom. You know, Susan talks about being paperless, developing a marketing program, website design, what she calls their 10 points of love, community service, and much, much more. If you will take notes throughout this program, there is a huge potential of significantly increasing your sales and profits. It's one thing to listen to a professional speaker share ideas. However, listening to someone who has been there and done that is far more impactful. Before starting her business, Susan was a business coach for over 7 years, working with over 14 different trades. She was wise enough to take notes along the way, which is why she has been able to quickly build a growing and profitable business. And now, with Give Them Something to Talk About, Using Online Reviews to Double Your Business, here's Susan Roberts Frew with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
Hi, this is Susan Roberts Frew with Sunshine Plumbing, Heating, and Air, talking to you today about giving them something to talk about. How do you build your business on online reviews? And before I dive into the meat of the presentation, I'll tell you a little background about Sunshine. We have had Sunshine in existence since 2008. However, we're located in a very mountainous community and did primarily new construction and solar thermal work. In 2012, after a very tough recession, as some people have felt out there, we moved down to Denver and completely restarted the business. And the way we started, we had my husband in one truck, and we started working on Angie's List. And getting jobs through there. I think he did 100 toilet tune-ups that year and made no money. So our revenue for 2012 was $175,000. Through using our review model and our customer service 12 points of love, which we are known for and famous for around here in Colorado, we grew our company and ending 2014 with $1,196,000. In 2015, we are tracking for $1,400,000. So that is why some people want to hear about what exactly we were doing and how did we do that. And I will give you a little background on myself. I was a business coach for 7 years prior to taking over our family company. So a lot of the ideas that we use with Sunshine were things that I had used with other clients over the years. I had coached some plumbing and HVAC companies and 13 different trades. So a lot of the ideas that I'd given out, I sort of kept them storehoused in my memory banks, and we were able to use them in our own company with tremendous success. And why we use the review model is, A, that's really the way the world is going. Everything is based on reviews now. And B, quite frankly, we didn't have any money. So that was the idea. We didn't have any business loans. We didn't have any capital. You know, we really took an existing business and completely reworked it. We weren't really bankable at that time, so we just had to do what we had to do using very, very little dollars. So Angie's List in Colorado was how we started, and I mentioned that earlier. And I will say, though, that the Colorado model for Angie's List is a little different, I believe, than most of the country. We do not pay Angie's List for anything. The way it works is if we do big deals or deals of the week or storefront deals, Angie's List takes a percentage of it and then gives us a check for whatever the customer purchased. So it is not a pay model. So that's why we were able to use Angie's List so effectively, because it wasn't a barrier to entry. There wasn't any money. We also used Yelp. Love them or hate them, they are a fact of life, and I'll talk more about that later on how we were able to effectively use Yelp. We used Service Magic back in the day that really wasn't all that effective, and I think the main key to why we started getting so many referrals right away and repeat business was this 12 points of love that we used. So using the online reviews, here's some tips. So with Angie's List, we pretty much stalk these people in order to give us reviews. And we needed reviews in order to get big deals, because the way it works is if you don't have enough reviews, Angie's List won't allow you to do some of the special marketing and the e-blasts and things like that. So that was very, very important to us. So we walked around to every household that we serviced and made sure that they filled out an Angie's List review form. And we watched it every single day. We wanted to see who gave us a review, what was it all about, was it good, bad, or indifferent. And we primarily got a lot of A's in their first year. And that first year, we won the Super Service Award from Angie's List in four different categories. So we received it in plumbing, water heaters, drains, which is ironic because we really don't do drains, and solar thermal, which we now no longer do any solar thermal. So with that Super Service Award, we also had a process that was very strategic, and this is how we began, and we call it our 12 points of love. So whenever a customer would call in to book an appointment, and initially, we used an answering service because we didn't have the funds to have an employee in the office. So the answering service would take all the information and book the appointment. We use Google Calendars. And then we would immediately send the customer a confirmation of their appointment. And we set it up to automatically remind them the day before and the morning of their appointment, so that we did not have William driving all over town trying to get from place to place and having people cancel on him. So that was very, very powerful. Then we started right after the appointment, within a few hours, we would call immediately to follow up and see how everything went. And then here's really something that set us apart from the rest of our competitors. We signed up with a company called Send Out Cards. So we would send a rather cute, whimsical card out with brownies. Now, the brownies and the card altogether cost about $8 through Send Out Cards, which sounds kind of expensive, especially when you're doing toilet tune-ups and water heater flushes. That didn't really earn a lot of money for us, but we were really focused on getting 2,000 to 3,000 people in our database, so that once we had that, we knew that we could market to our base of customers for additional products and services. So we sent the brownies to every single person back then, and you know, we just financed it as best we could. I think our Send Out Cards bills was a few hundred dollars a month, but it was a great and unique way for us to be able to build our business. Then we were able to follow up with our customers every 90 days that were in our database. Now, stepping backwards for a second, using the Google Calendar and the reminder system, that enabled us to capture every single email address. And it was very simple to ask for the email address. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, may we please have your email? This is how we send you an email receipt of your bill. We are a completely paperless company, and we were. So we started out right from day one in 2012 using iPads and not using any paper whatsoever. We have never used a printed invoice or a receipt or anything to that effect. Everything is emailed, the estimates emailed, as well as the receipt for payment. We also collected payments right on the iPad. So our technicians, as we started to grow, had to learn the technology, which some of you are listening to this going, well, I don't know if my guys can do it. Well, quite frankly, most of them can, but some of them can't, no matter what you do. We have had two really great examples over the last couple years where we had fantastic techs, but they just could not or would not embrace the technology. So now building our base, we had all of these email addresses of customers. So every month or so, we would send out an email blast with specials and promos, and people would then start coming to us. And the Super Service Award and the big deals and all that all started happening. So by our second year, we added on two additional plumbing technicians. And that year, the second year, we did $575,000. Also that fall, so September through December of that year, we added on HVAC. There was a need because we were listed as a solar thermal provider, which, you know, it's really almost in the heating category. So we just started subbing out to some HVAC technicians and just capturing that business instead of walking away from it. And we still now use an outsourced install crew, which is much more cost effective, and we don't need to pay them through the slow seasons. So we will continue to do that. We then really started getting involved in Yelp. My husband was driving around one day and Yelp called him and sold him a paid package for $550. And we are still to this day pay Yelp $550 a month, but it really has worked out well for us. It wasn't always that way. And I will talk specifically about Yelp back then. I want to talk about, though, those first years and our website. We, once again, as you heard me say, we didn't have a lot of money. So we had to do very, very bare bones marketing ideas. And that goes with collateral, flyers, promotional pieces, door hangers, and a website. So because we didn't have a lot of money, what are we going to do? So we found a lot of these websites out there that we could get very, very inexpensive website design, hosting, what have you. So our first website cost us $250. And we went on a website called freelancer.com. That's freelancer.com. They are a collaboration of web and graphic artists all over the world. And you can put your project up there and people will bid. The great thing about it, it works almost like eBay, that you can go on and read their reviews based on feedback that they've been given from other people on how good they are. And what I did is I went out and I found about five plumbing websites around the United States that I liked. And I gave these website addresses to the designer and said, look, I want our website to look sort of like this. And they came back with a design. We redesigned our logo for about $75. We created flyers, door hangers, a website, everything all out of Freelancer. And then we had everything printed very inexpensively on Vistaprint, including our business cards. And we also made sure that our technicians were always wearing white shirts, embroidered, with all the patches on the sleeve. So we were very, very professional in our appearance, and we were very intentional on how we showed up at the home. We made sure that our truck was parked in the street. We never, ever parked in the driveway. We greeted the customer in a specific way. We went to the kitchen counter with the iPad and explained to them what we were going to do, be doing that day, encouraged the customer to follow us around the house. We made sure that we had booties. So we were very, very professional in how we showed up, and this really started to help to grow our reputation because people were writing things in our reviews about those soft skills, about how pleasant we were, how great we were to deal with, how the technician was neatly groomed and super clean and very respectful, and how they went through all of the pricing and the estimate and everything before we did the work. So we just really came up with a very class act right from the first day. And that's how we instilled in our technicians our culture. And that is our culture. So we just make sure that we deliver outstanding, mind-blowing customer service at all times to our customers. And that really helped to propel the reviews. Then we started getting reviews on Google Plus, which was fantastic. And then now let's talk about Yelp for a while. You know, love them or hate them, they're taking over the world. Yelp is connected to Siri. They have one of, if not the largest, search engine reach in the world. So if you go to Siri and ask who's a great plumber around here, they're going to come up with a couple of names that are within your geographical distance, and Siri will tell you the name of some plumbers. If you look closely on the bottom of that, it says powered by Yelp. So Apple and Yelp are in tandem with each other. Yelp also powers hundreds, if not thousands, of other websites around the world. Even if you look on Google and you Google something, you will see the Yelp review and the Yelp come up before anything else. So, we went through the same pains as everybody else out there who will be listening to this about they're filtering all our good reviews, they're only leaving the bad reviews. Yes, I get it. I totally get it. And I understand your pain, but we had to figure out a way that we could work with Yelp and not, you can't just say, I'm not going to deal with them. It is the way it is. And the best way is to learn how Yelp works. So my husband and I became very, very active in the Yelp community. So we both set up Yelp accounts on our own, and we started reviewing other businesses and using Yelp to find services so that we could really understand what this Yelp community was all about. And it really is a community. They have parties, they have meetings, they do classes. I mean, it is just massive. So we started understanding that people who had really good credibility with Yelp, i.e. have a lot of reviews that they have posted, or a lot of check-ins, or a lot of photos, those people's reviews are the ones that stick. The people who just write one review about you and it's bad, unfortunately, it does stick. But if those same people who would write and they've never reviewed anyone before and write a review about you, they will get filtered. So it's really important that you try to find people, and especially in the beginning, that are big Yelpers, and you can go in there and look for them, and you can find out how many reviews that they have. And those are the people that you really need to work hard on getting them to review you. Because after a while, what will happen is those reviews will start to stick. So, for example, this year to date, we have produced $80,000 of revenue from our Yelp customers. The average dollar per sale is $394. Could be a little bit higher. That might also be a training issue on our side. We're running around 400 and change on leads overall. But we now have 51 reviews on Yelp that are sticking. And we are getting hundreds, literally hundreds of reviews and views, I should say, not reviews. We're getting hundreds of views each month and people calling into us. And that same $550 that we've been paying Yelp for advertising, just 2 months ago now, they came out with a new program where you can take the same amount of money that you were paying and you could turn it into a pay-per-click campaign through Yelp. So being I was already paying it, and I'm deathly afraid of not paying it because I don't know what would happen if we would lose all of our reviews. You know, they are not the most forthright company in the world. So I just switched over to the pay-per-click just to see what would happen. Well, the results have been fantastic. And we last month got 300 calls from Yelp. And had the best revenue month that we have ever had, mainly because of the Yelp reviews. Now, in tandem with that, we're still doing the brownies. We are still delivering outstanding customer service. We have expanded our HVAC division significantly so that we can serve more people. We're getting a lot more HVAC hits on Yelp than other places. So we now really are thinking that Yelp is a great thing. A few weeks ago, though, our guys, because they got really busy, didn't get estimates to people right away. Now, they are supposed to be doing estimates on Service Titan, which is what we use, right in front of the customer. Sometimes, though, with HVAC, they needed to go and source parts, what have you, and didn't get estimates to people in a timely manner. So we ended up getting 3 reviews in a 2-week period that were bad on Yelp. and we dropped from 4.5 stars down to 4 stars. Well, our phones just about died during that time period. So we did a big push. We spiffed our guys, which we do, $50 for every Yelp review that they got in that 1 week. We ended up getting 6 5-star reviews in the week, and it pushed us back up to the 4.5-star level, which is where you need to be in order to get the phone to ring. We also have tried some other things that, you know, is a little bit unique. People will say, oh, you don't make any money. Well, here's the thing. I believe in the power of lifetime value of a customer. So if I do an acquisition of a customer that costs me some money and we don't make a lot on our first time out to see that customer, to me, that's okay. Because I am looking at over the lifetime of that customer, they're going to need a new water heater. They're going to need a garbage disposal. They'll need a dishwasher installed. They will need a furnace. They will need an air conditioner. They will need a swamp cooler if they're a person who has a swamp cooler. They may want to have a humidifier or water purification system. So my strategy is always about going after that lifetime value. So with that said, and some people will be going, I'll never do that. We did do a lot of Groupons and Living Social and Amazon Prime where we did like a $50 furnace tune-up or a $25 toilet tune-up or water heater flush. The reason we did it is because we want to sell maintenance agreements. We want to get back into that home at a later time, and we want to build a customer following. So we treated those Groupon and other such customers just like everyone else. We did not discriminate because they were Groupon customers. We didn't tell the guys that they were going to a Groupon customer. We didn't want them to be having a bad taste in their mouth that the person was going to be cheap and already have a bad experience before they even got there. So that that idea really worked well. We are now, because we are growing so much and we are getting leads from so many other sources, really backing away from those coupon type customers. But it was for a short period of time. And I believe that's okay to do that if you have the end result in mind, the goal in mind that you're looking for lifetime value. It did cost us a lot because we had to pay our technicians an hourly rate. We pay on commission here, but for those coupons and promos, we did pay the commission $50 just not to have a mutiny on the bounty here. Another thing that we did is we have these dollar bill type things printed up. We have 25s, 50s, and 100s, and they're called Sunshine Bucks. So we give Sunshine Bucks out to customers. Every time that they have a service with us, they get a $25 Sunshine Bucks to use another time. We also give the technicians $25, $50, and $100 Sunshine Bucks. So if they're in the field and they can't get the work done because the customer wants to shop around or they think the price is too high or whatever the issue is, we then are able to let the technician hand out a Sunshine Buck. If that's the case, though, that $100, $50, $25, whichever coupon they give out, will come off of their job. So the way we pay commission is we take the revenue, and then we take the parts, and we take, if we're using the install crew, that's considered a part, and the Sunshine Bucks, if a technician comes out, that all comes off as job materials, basically, or cost of the job. And then we pay commission on the net job. Okay, so say the job was $2,000, with coupons and materials, it's another $1,000. So they will get their commission on the $1,000 at the bottom line. So that is how we were able to get our guys, you know, giving them the opportunity to close business while they're out in the field and not walk away from it. Sometimes they will call into the office and I may authorize a higher percentage to be discounted, but they're not allowed to discount anything other than the $100 upward. So as we continue to grow, another thing that we started doing is we were out there networking quite a bit. We were in a LATIP group. We were in a BNI group. I belong to the Women's Chamber. We are a woman-owned company. I own 51% of Sunshine Plumbing, Heating, Air. So the Women's Chamber was very excited to have us because we are the only woman plumbing heating company out of 1,700 businesses in the Women's Chamber. Not everyone will be able to tap into that market as we did, but we realized that the lion's share of our customers were women. And we just wanted to start focusing on where we would find our women customers. And that is one of the places would be the Women's Chamber. We also started doing a lot of training in-house with our guys on understanding DISC profiles, very similar to the Myers-Briggs if you've never done DISC, and teaching them about different types of personality types and how to sell or how to relate to those types of customers, whether they're D, I, S, or C in the DISC or in the, you know, Myers-Briggs, it's the quadrants. So that was a very powerful training that we started doing. We also have done a lot of training on how to sell to women. So what is important to the women customers as opposed to another consumer or to a couple? And we're really addressing who our demographic is. And as we continue to grow, touching on demographic there, we continue to shrink our service area because at first we were just all over Denver and it's starting to become incredibly stressful on our techs and our dispatchers. So as we become more successful and have more repeat business, we are reining in our new business by just looking at a smaller area and becoming really, really powerful and mighty and having an outstanding reputation in the smaller area around our office. So that is something that's been really important to us. And you heard me mention earlier in the presentation that we do use ServiceTitan. We love ServiceTitan, and one of the reasons I love ServiceTitan is because of the key performance indicators that we're able to see. I believe that you should not do any marketing unless you can test it and measure it. If you cannot test it, you cannot measure it, you shouldn't do it. I also believe that you should give every marketing idea a 90 to 120 day chance. If it doesn't work in the 90 to 120 days, then you need to pull the plug. But if you don't have the data that allows you to see what's going on with every single piece of your marketing, you are not going to have the opportunity to go back to the advertiser and prove to them that their marketing is not working for you and that you need to get out. I'm also very hesitant about signing contracts. I will not sign anything more than a 90-day contract with anyone, and that includes radio. We just now have moved into an area where we're going to start doing radio, and the reason why is because we were able to get endorsed by Dave Ramsey, the famous money guy, so we are an endorsed local provider. That's the only reason we're going to do radio, but we're making sure that our ads are very targeted, very specific, and they have a tracking number. So getting back to the ServiceTitan and the reports and the tracking, ServiceTitan can tell me by zip code, by area, by job type, by campaign, my average dollar per sale, how many leads I got, how many I closed, what is the value of that lead, how much I paid for it. I can go into ServiceTitan and put in my marketing budget. So I can put, for example, that the Women's Chamber costs $800 a year. So I break that down by daily. So I broke it out by 365 days and I put that into ServiceTitan. Now when I pull a marketing report by campaign, I can see what every lead cost that came from the Women's Chamber. If I'm getting leads from Yelp, I can see what that cost me. I take that $550 a month and make it annual, divide it by 365, and I can see what my daily charge is for Yelp, and then I can see my numbers. And my closing ratio is something that I'm always focused on. So I focus on five things, and then that helps to increase our revenue. So the five things that I focus on are leads, closing ratio, average dollar per sale, profit margin and ability to repeat business. And that means maintenance agreements and getting people into other programs, moving forward. So if they're a plumbing customer, I want to make them an HVAC customer. If they're an HVAC customer, I want to make them a plumbing customer. Eventually, we may add some additional services because we have such an incredible base of people. Just to give you an example of what we spent on marketing, so in 2012, when we did the $179,000, we spent in total $5,233 on marketing. That is all. In 2013, we did $526,000 in revenue. We had a big increase here now because I bought a new website in 2013, and now we spent $19,077. In 2014, we did $1,196,000. We spent $21,000 on marketing. Now in 2015, we're really on a big growth path because I feel that our systems will be able to facilitate our growth now. So we are now kind of amping up, if you will, our marketing efforts to be more in alignment. You really want to be in the industry 8% or less in your marketing. We've been far under that, which in a way has hurt us because we really didn't have too much paid advertising. But now is the time, in order to really grow our business, we're going to have to start ponying up some money. And one of the big investments that I made now, towards the end of 2014, going into 2015, is we invested in a very, very high-end website. And I'll tell you how I did that. I understand that there are true Google partners in the world, not the people who call you up and tell you that they're Google and they're lying. If you go out there and Google partners or authorized Google partners, you are going to get a list of probably about 15 only web companies out there that are truly certified by Google as Google partners. So what does a Google partner mean to you is that means that if you want to start doing pay-per-click advertising, or you're already doing pay-per-click advertising, a Google partner is the only authorized person to work directly with Google on your pricing. So if you think that $86 for an HVAC tune-up lead is a lot of money, you're absolutely right. And that's what I was paying on my own. And I was getting really aggravated because it wasn't working very well for me. I don't know a lot about how to do pay-per-click. It's very, very strategic and it's very involved and it changes all the time. So I knew that I needed to find a really outstanding web company that was truly a Google partner. So I went on the website and I printed out my list of, the 12 to 15 vendors. And then I noticed that some of them were industry specific. Some of them only focused on law. Some of them only focused on automotive. Some of them only focused on retail. So I moved them out right away. So they were crossed off the list instantly, which left me with 8 other web SEO pay-per-click providers that I was able to find that are authorized Google partners. So I reached out to those 8. Some of my criteria was, how fast are they going to get back to me? What does their proposal look like? What are their customer testimonials and reviews look like? And how comfortable am I dealing with them? So this is a little bit of a sneaky trick. But what I did is I sent out all of these emails to all of those providers on a Saturday. And the reason I did that is I wanted to see who had a team that was so dedicated that they were going to get back to me. So 3 of them got back to me on Saturday. 2 more got back to me on Monday. And then the rest of them didn't get back to me till maybe the end of the week. And one of them didn't get back to me at all. So the 3 that got back to me right away were on my list. So I went through an interview, an hour-long interview with each of them on the phone, and I was able to tell them specifically what I was looking for. I wanted to talk about design. I wanted to talk about goals, that I wanted to have an outstanding pay-per-click presence. I wanted to have a beautiful visual site. I wanted it to be easy to use. I wanted it to be editable by my team. I did not want to pay every time I wanted to edit. I wanted to be able to add photos and videos and all kinds of things on my own. I did not want them to be part of it. So I had this conversation with three different vendors, and then within the next week or so, I allowed them to make presentations to me. And they did these big PowerPoint presentations via web conferencing and what have you. Most of them are in California. And I chose a company called Scorpion. Now, Scorpion, if you look them up on the web, traditionally had a background in legal. My thought process behind that was, if you can get lawyers, especially personal injury lawyers, when there's so many of them and they have so much money, to the top of the list on Google, and you can get pay-per-clicks working for them that aren't outrageously expensive, then why in the world wouldn't they be able to work for us? And they were starting to move into home services only about a year before, and they had some successes, but their team was massive. They probably have 150 employees at this company, and they all have a specific role in working on your website. Every customer, when they sign on, so me as a new customer was able to sign on with Scorpion, and I had 21 people at first assigned to my account. They were able to take down my old site, put up a new site with the most beautiful graphics, and I encourage you to go out and look. It's www.sunshineplumbingheating.com. The website is absolutely beautiful, and it was done in 7 days. Another thing that I loved that they did, they had a writing team on staff. So the first website that I had done, I had to write all of the content. Now, I am not a plumber, nor am I an HVAC technician, so my jargon was really plagiarized from other places, which is a big Google no-no, or asking the technicians, and they weren't doing a very good job of explaining it to me. So I wrote all the content. In the second story now, Scorpion wrote all of the content, and they wrote it with the mission in mind that we were going after pay-per-click and search engine optimization. So all of the keywords were already built into the site. So I was then able to get, you know, the SEO cranking right away. Now, is this site cheap? No, it's not. What I pay them, and I'll share with everyone what I pay, so if you want to go and negotiate with Scorpion, is I pay them $2,000 a month now. Part of that $2,000 is my pay-per-click budget, which they were able to get my clicks on HVAC tune-ups and what have you considerably lower than what I was getting. Their ads are far better than what I could ever do on my own, and the website is beautiful. So what that $2,000 a month represents is the part of the build-out for the website. I did not pay them any money up front. So it's the build-out for the website, the hosting, any changes that I need, all the monitoring on the key performance indicators that are behind the site, which I get a report every single month and I can look in whenever I want and see how my site's performing. And so what will happen if I wanted to cancel with Scorpion right now in my first year? So my contract went into effect February of 2015. If I want to cancel this year, I'm going to have to pay them like $10,000 to get out of the deal. If I want to cancel next year, I would pay them $5,000. If I want to cancel the year after, I pay them nothing. So it's a 2-year commitment. So, you know, in essence, it's $48,000, but it's all of my pay-per-click budget, which is over $1,100 a month of pay-per-clicks. I can adjust that budget however way I see fit. And we will start using the site more for plumbing. It seems that we organically have a lot more plumbing leads because we started doing plumbing before we did HVAC. So our plumbing leads are pretty steady. And plumbing, even though plumbing at some points in the year is 50-50 of our revenue, in some parts of the year it's 80% of our revenue when we're really slow in HVAC. So now we have the Scorpion site. We're sitting good on Yelp. We've joined HomeAdvisor and got all of the accolades, but we're not really impressed with our closing ratio on the HomeAdvisor leads. Our closing ratio is very low because, as you know, they throw the leads out to a lot of different vendors. So we only use HomeAdvisor if we're having a slow week, and then I will go and turn on my HomeAdvisor leads. Otherwise, I keep them muted. We use the Angie's List Big Deals, but with the web and search engine optimization really starting to crank now. It's been a couple of months. It's really starting to get some traction. The less and less I need to look at additional advertising, because it's not really necessary, because the pay-per-click is doing what it's supposed to be doing. We also have an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, which to a lot of people, that's incredibly important. We have the Super Service Award now for 3 years in a row. We have a 5 rating on Google Plus. We have a 4.92 rating on HomeAdvisor. And these are all the things that people are looking at now. That's incredibly important. And why we do so many different things of marketing, I call this the theory of the 10 by 10, is that if you never want to put all of your eggs in one marketing basket. Because if you do that, and that marketing idea, just like years ago, the way Yellow Pages stopped working, then you're going to be in trouble. And your company is not going to be able to survive around it. So I make sure that no more than 10% of my leads are coming from a particular place. So right now, we're a little bit heavy on leads coming from Yelp. So that's making me a little bit nervous. So that is why I'm really trying to circle the wagons on that. Because if Yelp changes their algorithm, or we are no longer in favor with them, or something happens, that's going to dramatically reduce my lead count, and I don't want that to happen. But we still continue to deliver, you know, really mind-blowing customer service. A new thing that we started doing is we had bottles of wine that we purchased from a local winery, and we had our logo put on the label. So I went down to the dollar store and bought a whole bunch of wine glasses. And now whenever someone gets an air conditioner installed or a swamp cooler, we go and we deliver the bottle of wine with our logo on it, 2 glasses of wine. And we ask the people to please post a photo of themselves drinking the wine in their nice, cool home. So we are really hoping that that's going to give us some traction through social media. We do get a fair amount of leads through Facebook as well, and Twitter. We have them all connected, and we do some posting, and we have Lennox doing some of the posting too. And I want to end on something else that we do that we think that really sets us apart at Sunshine. We are very, very community minded. When we first started, we would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on meeting day, and we would make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and we would hand them out to all of our guys, and they would give them out to any homeless person that they saw on the street. And, you know, the majority of our guys were really great about it, and they gave them out. But then we would get a truck back, and we would find a whole bunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches rotting under the seat. So we decided to try something different. So once a quarter now, we go down to the food bank, and we have the whole entire team work at the food bank for a morning. It's an unpaid activity. And it's ironic because whenever we get one technician gripe about it, all of the other guys, first of all, get on him about it, which is interesting. But that technician never lasts. So, you know, that is part of our culture here. That's who we are. We give back. And we do this regularly. We will help people who have, you know, no money and they have no heat. We will help. I mean, we don't make it's not publicly advertised that we do that, but we have a few churches and other civic organizations around town that know that they can count on us to help. So that's really, really important to us. We also have pay it forward weeks, random, where we will hand out $20 to all of our techs, and we ask them to go and pay for somebody's meal in the drive-through or the person behind them in Starbucks, and just pay it forward, and they love that, and it really helps to build a great community and a great culture. So in closing, I thank you for listening to this. I know I do speak rather quickly. I am from New Jersey originally and lived in New York City for many years prior to moving to Colorado. So I still speak rather fast. So thank you for following. Maybe you can put me on slow if you want to hear some other points. And I would encourage anyone who would like more information to please reach out to me. I don't coach anymore, so any information that I would give you is just to be generous. So just give a call. It's 303-459-5469. That's 303-459-5469. And my name is Susan Roberts Frew. And I want to thank you for listening. And I encourage you to go out there and just pick up one or two of the ideas that I shared with you. Make outstanding, outstanding customer service. And you can't help but be successful. Thank you.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.